This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. And it's looking like overtime for the lame duck Congress. Lawmakers had planned to be on their way home by now. Instead, work will stretch at least into tonight and maybe into this weekend. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner from the Capitol.
The end of a Congress is never a pretty sight, but this exit is especially messy. Not only are both chambers changing party control next year, but the current House and Senate leaders are both stepping down. So with little adult supervision, if you will, it's no surprise that discipline is breaking down a bit. This afternoon, the House finally took up a bill that started out as a simple extension of tax breaks that were about to expire. Breaks like ones for energy, as described by Jerry Weller of Illinois.
People, when they put a little extra money in their home, they want to make the bathroom nicer, or they want a nicer, fancier kitchen. They don't always think about the need to conserve energy. And the Energy Efficient Homes Tax Incentive encourages home builders to make them better insulated, reducing energy costs.
But the tax bill picked up a lot of riders along the way, including a package of health provisions, among them one to cancel a scheduled 5% cut in Medicare payments to doctors. The $40 billion bill passed easily, but not without a lot of grumbling. Democrats narrowly failed to strike language expanding drilling for oil and gas in the Gulf of Mexico, a provision demanded by lawmakers from the Gulf states. Up next was a far more contentious trade bill. Its Vietnam provisions bothered lawmakers with long memories, and its preferences for Haiti ran afoul of members who feared job losses for textile producers back home. Among those most unhappy with the entire process is outgoing Republican Senate Budget Committee Chairman Judd Gregg. He said in a blistering floor speech that every Republican about to vote for the tax and trade package ought to be ashamed of him or herself.
You just have to ask yourself how we as a party got to this point, where we have a leadership which is going to ram down the throats of our party the biggest budget buster in the history of through Congress, under Republican leadership. Well, anyway, the American people figured it out, and I'm sorry we haven't figured it out yet.
Meanwhile, the one thing Congress has to get done before midnight tonight, a massive stopgap spending measure to keep the government operating, is likely to get done with just minutes to spare. That's to block senators who may want to put a few last-minute gifts under the tree. Julie Rovner, NPR News, the Capitol.